Okay, now with further ado, I'd love to talk about my journey and how I got here. I'm not sure how long this podcast is going to be, as I have to use the time in my life where I have bits of quiet time to myself. So we're just gonna roll with it. My name is Anna, and I've been on this journey for a while now. I don't know if I already said that, maybe I have. And I like to call myself many different things. I call myself a seer. I like to call myself an empath. I feel deeply. I feel things very deeply. I'm also very clairaudient, which means I can hear things with my physical ears. I've experienced that, and I can hear within my mind's eye. So everybody has gifts. Just so you know, everybody has gifts. It just depends on the person in terms of how strong your gifts are and what your gifts are. So I found out through my journey, my spiritual awakening, so you will, that doesn't look so pretty. Let me say, it is not a pretty journey. It is damn ugly. I don't know what mainstream media and social media has us believing, but it is not a straight line. It is lumps and bumps. It is up and down, and it is lonely. But honestly, I wouldn't trade this journey for the world. I would not. My gosh, there's so much that I have to say. The first few podcasts, you're going to notice I'm all over the place. And I think that's because my throat chakra area is very clogged, cluttered. It has like this urge to want to speak what's on my mind. So I feel like as I grow through my podcast journey, I'm going to be very ADHD, hopping from one thing to another, and it's going to be back and forth. So please bear with me. Let's see. Okay. I'm also a little bit psychic. I don't like to tell everybody that because I'm still at the point in my journey where I know that the people in my life that I've known for many years, especially my workplace, my neighbors, like there's no chance. There's no chance they'll know what I do, what I like, what my interests are, what my belief systems are, because I just don't want to deal with their, oh my goodness, like what the heck, that's so crazy. Like I can't deal with that and I don't want to. Maybe one day I won't give a crap at all, but right now, I don't want to deal with that, so I keep my circle very limited in who I tell things to. Now, if you found my podcast and you're listening, it's because number one, you want to be here. You're going through something where your energy aligns with mine. And so you researched a certain kind of podcast and you found me, or you know me from my social media accounts where I started my journey and my business, and that's why you're listening. Or you're the lucky few in my personal life who I let in because I trust you. And if I gave you that little bit of leeway, be very grateful because it can be taken away like that. All right, just saying. So I am psychic. I'm not perfect, but I've realized with my gift, the less you tell me, the better. And for me, when the people I know in my life, my real life, it's hard for me to unbias in an unbiased way to read for them because I know them so well and I know what's going on in their life. So I've noticed it's easier for me to read for complete strangers, which I prefer to do, and I'm actually more spot on. And all of my reviews are from clients that I've met through my business and through social media, and that's where I get the most accuracy. Especially on TikTok lives, I just do so well. But I know I have to work on that, and I know that there's like a trick to that, and I'll get there with people in my personal life. I actually turn down people in my personal life a lot when I find that they want readings, but I make excuses and I will turn them down because I don't want to show them who I truly am because a part of me doesn't want to be seen 100% with everybody because of the fear of being judged. And so I've had like a cousin of mine who found me online, love her. But I was so nervous because she came to me and asked for a reading for her friend, and I kind of beat around the bush and I made excuses, and then there was like some other people, and I find that it's excuses, right? But I think I need to start taking those things on because it will help me. Now, I don't know where you are at in your journey. If you're still listening to this, by the way, thank you, because I know I ramble on, but then I have to realize that there's some people out there who are looking for guidance and actually will sit through a 40-minute podcast and listen to a 40-minute podcast. So if you're here and you're still listening, I'm so grateful. I don't know how long this is going to be, but we're just going to go with it. Please let me know in the comment section, since this is my first one, how you like this podcast, what you think I should improve on, and what you loved or really resonated with. I am so grateful. Please DM me on Instagram or TikTok and let me know if you sent your review and what your name is, so I will have a little surprise for you also. I have so much to say. I started my journey online, so I found myself in 2020. Just before that, I was getting married, and I was at this point in my life where one of my so-called best friends at the time, because this person was at the time, I had them in my bridal party, and I was going through something with this person. Now, I'm going to be very respectful. I don't call people names. I'm not going to yell because I've learned now, and I'm very different than who I was then in 2020. But what I've learned is whether we perceive a situation as positive or negative, it serves us in some way. Whether through free will we created that situation or it was meant to happen, there's always something to learn from it. So I know I learned a lot. I learned to stand up for myself. I learned to speak up for myself without being rude and calling this person names or yelling. I told this person exactly how I felt, where I felt they were going wrong in this situation, and things that I've just really wanted to say for years. And it was a friendship I had, and I've known this person since I went to college, and I started my TikTok basically venting about my situation because TikTok was so huge right now. I mean, back then, and I was like, and that's the point where it was like a light switch went on, and I'm like, I want to be on there. I want to do what these people are doing. I want to use social media in a positive way to my advantage, and I want to change my life. But I had and still have so much to work on, and I've gone through like, ooh, I can't even tell you the personal things I've gone through in my life since starting my TikTok and since 2020. And now, through research and through hearing from other people, it seems like 2020 was that year for a lot of people to, so you, if you so want to say, wake up to what really is reality. And I started studying and researching like crazy. And so I started my TikTok venting about this person and what they did to irritate me and how it affected me through the one day and the one time in my life that we deserve to be selfish the most. I mean, every day we deserve to be selfish, but that's another topic of conversation. But the one day is when you're getting married, I feel you deserve to have all the spotlight on you, and you deserve for people to bend backwards for you. Of course, not so much. You don't want to be bridezilla, and I was nowhere means bridezilla. I let my bridesmaids pick out their dress, the color, and everything. I let them do it. I didn't care what it looked like. I wanted them to be happy because they were paying for it, and I wanted it to be something they could wear forever and wear again. I was very low key, and again, I started my journey doing that. And then, as time went on, I went through something with my career at the time, and it totally took me for a 180. It's not something I will ever talk about in detail. It's extremely personal, and it changed me. It changed my life. You know, you have certain moments in your life where they change you forever. This changed my life, and at the time I felt like, why me? I'm like one of I like to think one of the nicest people on this planet, And I will damn well toot my own horn because I am. And I don't give myself enough credit. And I was like, why in the heck do I deserve this? Because I don't. I was so upset. I was so depressed. I'd cry. I cried with my parents. And so I went through a hard time. And I used that time to get into the fitness industry. I didn't really post about it, like it wasn't on my TikTok, but I was doing fitness in the background. And I had lost in, it took me like a year, but I lost 44 pounds and I was at the most fit and healthy and the lightest I have been since I was in high school. And I think I, what was I, 29? And so I was like, it was good. So from that negative experience, I felt good. I was booming. I used that time and energy that I had, and I put it towards a good cause. And it was great. And then my spiritual awakening journey furthered and furthered, and I noticed that I was changing, my interests were changing, I was curious about the world. So I started, and I've always loved psychic mediums. I've always loved the witchy stuff. Even as a kid, I used to make potions when I was like 5 with my cousin, and I loved all that stuff. My costumes were always witches. I loved spiritual things, but it wasn't until 2020 where I was like, could I have gifts? Or like, what are my gifts? Or, ooh, I hear other people talking about things. And then I'd go down a rabbit hole and I would dive deep. And then my TikTok page started to turn into spirituality. I learned about oracle cards and I learned about tarot and I turned it into that. So in the beginning, my page, it kept doing a metamorphosis. It kept doing that. And to this very moment, my page has gone through like 3 metamorphoses. And I actually feel really bad because I feel bad for the people who have been following me. Like, I don't know how they feel. If you're here and you've been here since the beginning, how has it made you feel to see me go from one thing to another, from one thing to another? And I keep deleting. I know I've deleted videos because I've gone through depression and self-loathing moments where I'm like, this is shit. My videos are shit. No one's watching. I'm not as big as blah, 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 blah. So I would delete everything. I'd crawl into this dark hole and then I'd stay there for a long time. And then I'd get out of the dark hole and I'd try things again. And then I would be all really depressed and I'd stop. So I heavily am affected by depression and sadness and anxiety, and it's something that I have to really fight and work hard towards. So if you were here since the beginning, how has that made you feel? I hope that I really never thought about how that it would affect the people that were following me on my journey. But now, not only do I want to show up consistently for myself because I deserve that, but because the people who actually look up to me deserve that. And believe it or not, no matter what you do in your life, there are people that look up to you and people that watch from the sidelines, whether they're envious and jealous and they don't, and they're ghost watchers, or there are people who are commenting, or maybe people who want your best interest, but they just don't say much. There are people watching because you have something that they want to embody. Or they really love your energy and they learn a lot from you. Okay, so never forget that, because I tell you, people have messaged me over the years on my TikTok and came to me and they're like telling me how great or how much they loved my videos, and then I'd get comments and DMs and it really makes your day and it really reminds you why you're here. The now my page is at a point now where I can say I think I know what I want it to be about. I am forever changing and I am still growing and finding myself. I am. But I'm at a good point where I really know that this is who I am and I want to be this person forever and just grow and evolve her even further. And I want to be a life coach because I feel like I've been through so much in my life that people don't even realize or know about. And I want to help people through that. I need to learn how to better articulate what I feel so I can help others. Because I've been through a lot, but I've also transformed myself many times over and over and over again. And I'm also a tarot reader. I'm still learning tarot. I think I'd still call myself a student, but I know them pretty well. And I have a lot of psychic and spiritual gifts that I use when I'm doing a reading for people. And yeah, I've done mediumship before, but that's really hard Personally, I feel mediumship's really hard because it takes so much energy and focus to really fine-tune which spirit is there that's talking to you, and is it the right one that's connected to the one you're giving the reading for? And for me, I think I'm going to wait a little bit because that's a lot of energy. Like, it really sucks the life out of me. I actually prefer psychic readings and life coaching a lot more. Yeah, so I'm really happy. And I think my problem is I compare myself to people a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, guys. It's my dog. Let me just close the door. This is going to be very raw and authentic, this podcast. All right, I'm still learning different ways on how to record my podcast. So, my editing might not be the best. Oh my gosh, I'm sitting here in my home office. If you guys know what my home office looks like, it's gorgeous. It's like my safe space, and it literally looks like tarot cards exploded in this room. I have stuff everywhere. And honestly, I love it. It's my favorite place in the house. I have this beautiful egg chair here. It's so cozy. I could stay here forever. And even if I did nothing and I just sat here, like, I'm happy. Okay. What else was I gonna say? I'm gonna have to cut some things out because I feel like this is a lot of if and. Yeah, so my page is about that. And I compare myself a lot. And I said to myself recently, I need to stop looking at other people's pages. And if that's hard and I can't find that I can't do that, then when I look at it, I have to remind myself that's their journey and I don't know how hard they worked or what they did to get to where they are today. So I can't compare myself to someone else because your destiny and your goal and your plan for your life is very different. We all have very different paths. Whatever you believe in that you For why you came here on this planet as a human, a soul in a body, we all have different paths. So I can't compare myself to my coworker, or my neighbor, or that Instagram star that's gone viral because I don't know what took them the steps to get to where they are today. They could have done a lot more research and studying. They could have had different things already set up for them in their life. I don't know. So it's not comparable. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at now. And there's a few that I love. There's a few spiritual people that I really do want to shout out on here. Okay, on TikTok, some of my favorite people by far. There's so many, and I'm gonna have to write them down for next time, but the ones I can think of at the top of my head, first and foremost, Key Guidance. I think their pronouns is she, her. She is amazing. I mean, there are so many gifted souls who are on social media sharing what they've researched, what they've gone through, and what they know to help all of us really navigate this world and learn the truth so we can live our best lives. And she is one of them. If you don't know who she is, please go look her up on TikTok. I mean, you need to start from the beginning and binge all of her videos. It will blow your effing mind. Now, I need to say that you really need to have an open mind that absolutely anything is possible before you start diving into the world of spirituality because you're going to hear things that sound insane. But the reason they sound crazy is because, believe it or not, these myths or folk tales. Where do you think these things came from? Things that are called a legend or a folklore or a myth. Where do you think they started from? Who heard of that or made it up to create a myth? Somebody didn't just think of it. People who, myths and legends and stuff like that, believe it or not, 99% of them came from somewhere, and that story has been passed down from generations to generations, meaning somebody experienced seeing a fairy or Bigfoot, and now we've this the government and the people that run this world, the elites, whatever you want to call them, they have turned it into a myth because they don't want you to know the truth. There is so much, man. Another person I love on social media that is really helping to lead everybody to their highest timeline with the most respect and unconditional love and knowledge is Kendall the Medium. I think we all know her. We all love her. Absolutely love Kendall. And I'm going to toot my own horn right now. She follows me on TikTok. I mean, I was shook and I am so grateful. It is like, I love her. I love how she is such, she's so simple. She's just a mother, has beautiful children, and she shows her raw, most authentic life to you. But she has so much knowledge. She is such an old soul and she's gorgeous from the inside out. And I love her message. And she just knows her stuff. I really love Kendall. And of course, there is Sarah Pearl, Hot High Priestess. We love Sarah. And there's so many more, guys. I do have to end it here. So this might be a very short podcast for now, but I just wanted to start talking and let it flow because I knew a bunch of things were going to come out. And I want to see what you all think of it. Let me know if you are able to write a review. Please be honest. What do you think I could fix? What could I add? What could I work on? And what did you love? What did you learn about it? If you share the podcast and review it, please DM me on Instagram or TikTok. My Instagram is I am Anna Patricia, all lowercase with one underscore. Okay, on TikTok and Instagram. Let me know that you've reviewed and shared my podcast on your social media, and I'll have a little treat for you, okay? I'm very grateful for you all if you've listened till the end. If you've listened till the end, can you add in a little yellow star so I know in your review or wherever you share this, so I know that you guys listened. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. I hope you have the most amazing day, and I'm so, so excited for the next one. I love you guys. Bye.